And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live. Pete Gray here along with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're actually going to probably hear from Corey Sandin in this hour, because he's a big fan. Big fan of Valerie Hopelich from Haida Gwaii Safaris, Queen Charlotte Safaris. And lots of good stuff here, lots of fun, and having a great time talking fishing in one of the most beautiful places on earth, and that's Haida Gwaii up in British Columbia. And we're giving away a phenomenal prize. Here, I'll show it off again.
Yeah.
Valerie, you have to put it on again. Yeah.
Okay.
But, I mean, you're not kidding.
They're very comfy, I have to say.
Yeah.
It's a brand new pair of Costa sunglasses.
Now, is this a new style, the Fantail?
Fantail's not a new style. It's not an old one, but these are the Fantail, Fantail Pros. So it is a new.
Oh, those look so good on you.
Basically, it's a new version of a classic style. Yeah. And the Pros are great. They have like a, you know, adjustable nose piece. Wow. They're a little more vented. You know, they're designed to not be affected by your sunblock. You know, there's no like melting of any pieces. The nose piece is very adjustable. They're built with a little more ventilation on the front, so you know, in the heat, if you're battling a big fish, they don't fog up or anything on you. They're just a great pair of shades, and that green mirror lens too is so nice. It's kind of it's like a lighter base what you look through, but that green mirror, your eyes relax in it. I just love them. It's a great pair of glasses.
Yeah, and Steve Lasley's favorite, by the way.
It is, exactly. Yeah, he's the one that really. It was funny, like back in the day, you always quote unquote, you did blue mirror was the offshore lens color, and green mirror was the inshore. The guys that liked sight fishing and you know, distinguishing rock from fish and bottom and things like that. And Laz was the one.
Because it's a copper base. The green mirror is a copper base, which really brightens things up.
It provides really good contrast of color.
Right.
And but Laz was the one that coined that, and boy, he's right. Yeah. It's so nice for when you're offshore looking for breezers. Is great. I love them.
Speaking of which, I wonder if he'll be at the Dave Pfeiffer CCA dinner on Thursday, because Anthony Shea is, of course, going to be there.
Sure.
You think
sure
he's bringing Captain Lasley? I hope so, too.
We'll find out on Thursday night.
For sure.
It'll be fun.
Yeah.
Speaking of sunglasses, just real quick, don't be fooled by the weather up there. We do get sunny days.
Oh, yes,
get that reflection.
Do.
And I always say, bring your sunglasses.
Bring your sunglasses, yeah. Smart. This would be a perfect pair to bring.
They are nice.
Yeah, so one lucky caller or texter is going to win that. And who do we have on the hotline?
Yeah, exactly. Well, Nathan has just joined us here, and we'll pull up Nathan here. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, guys. How's everybody today?
Great, great. Now, Nathan, why don't you introduce who Nathan is? Who's Nathan?
Nathan is, Nathan is one of my amazing guides. And what I love about him, well, a lot of things, but he in 2017 applied for the job, and he's relentless to get a guiding job. And he started in 2018, and here we go. We're going on year 2025.
Wow. You've been there that long, Nathan?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, time has flown.
I know. I've had.
And I love fishing with Nathan. Nathan has so much enthusiasm. He has so much local knowledge there, like a lot of your guys, like Rob and everybody else.
Yes.
There, the local knowledge.
And
the cool thing about Nathan, he loves to fish.
He does love to fish.
Yeah.
I can put anybody on his boat.
Yeah.
You know, he's got a kind heart, hardworking, and he's family. He's awesome.
Yeah. No, that's great.
Thank you very much, guys.
And I believe also we're joined by Corey Sandin, our co-host here. Hey, Corey.
Hi, Corey. Good morning.
Yes. Good morning, Corey. Pete, Rick. Good morning, Valerie. And you have Chef Nathan or Captain Nathan on?
Captain Nathan.
This could be a little confusing.
Yeah.
Right? One of the fishiest guides alongside Rob.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes.
So Corey, you were listening to us and you just had to get your two cents in today, didn't you? Because this, I know you love this place like I do.
It's amazing. I know. Listening this morning, it's just, to be honest with you, I'm trying to get work done, but I'm so flustered and messed up, I think I'm starting to make some lean cod baits now.
I thought about Corey when Gus called, talking about making his lean cod fish and chips, and I know, you know, we talk about it a lot, Corey, that, you know, the harvest is such an important part of the trip, too, and you know, Corey's more of a foodie than a lot of people give, you know, think about. You know, obviously the greatest swim bait maker, but I know that that's a really important thing to do. And that was the thing you said when you came back from the first trip, was how different that fish was than anywhere else, and how amazing the processing was, and just how killer that ling cod was to get to enjoy when you got home.
No, you're right. You hit the nail on the head right there, Rick, because there's something extremely special about. It's, you know, I was thinking about it earlier when Rob was on, and that island and where you're fishing is so fertile, and just so the outer edge of the island where you're fishing, the fishing grounds are right up against the continental shelf. Like, it funnels all the herring and bait fish and salmon, and that's why all the whales, it's like in our ocean here. I mean, when you find the whales, the birds, and the life, that's where the biomass is. Well, that biomass is so pressed up against the island, it's fertile. Like, there's nothing that can go wrong, right? I mean,
yeah, it's close. Nathan, how close is it? How close is that drop off?
Look, if you're talking about the continental shelf, it's only like a minute or two drive off the point there.
Jeez, that's crazy.
Like a mile or two, not
yeah.
even.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's so fertile, right?
Incredible.
Yeah. I can't hear everybody talking. I can just hear you there, Pete.
Okay. All right. So, but anyway, Corey, I know you wanted to talk about your trip coming up. He's bringing a group up, which is full. All those spots are taken this year, but there's another opportunity to go fishing with Corey up at the Haida Gwaii, in 2026.
Yes.
Yeah.
That would be July 31 to August 4.
Yeah. And
beautiful.
We were going to do June.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of contemplated it. I contemplated doing June, but, you know, it's kind of, everyone loves the back-to-back. I don't know what it is. So, and we have two guests now that are going to go back-to-back this year and next year.
Do both trips.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool. So stay eight
Mark,
trips.
Yeah, Mark. And then I hope he calls in because today's his birthday. In fact, you know Mark, Corey.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Who
today's Bucky's birthday. Yes.
Oh, okay.
I hope he calls in. Yes. So he's staying for both trips, and he said, put me down for next year. I'm like, okay, you're in. And Evan said the same thing. So put me in. So.
And it honestly, it's that kind of place, Valerie. You pour your heart and soul into the operation. And if she told me I was going in June, I'm going in June. I'm going in July.
That's cool.
And it is just an amazing place. And you guys touched on it a little bit, but leaving the lodge and going to the fishing grounds, that 18 or 20 mile run is so scenic and beautiful. It's like the calmest part of the whole day, and it's just from bears and deer, and it's almost like you're going down a wide river of 18 miles to the fishing grounds, and it's just, it's one of the most beautiful places on the planet, and the harvest you bring back is something that you rejoice through the entire year and just enjoy, share with family and friends. And like you said, that lean cod is just, there is something very special and different about, I went for the salmon, right? I went for like the golden nugget, the salmon and having that kind of a harvest, but the lean cod took me completely by surprise. And the limits are so kind. The Canadian government, British Columbia, is so kind. You can, and limits do change, but it's been the same every time I've been there. It's 6 lean cod, 3 per day, any size you want to keep. You want to keep 25 pounders, you're keeping 25 pounders. The 40 pounders, and they're not uncommon, but it's something that you might want to let go. And And to keep that 15 to 25 pounders beautiful.
Yeah. But Nathan, you've caught some whoppers up there. What's the biggest ling cod you've ever caught?
The big ones out here, they get massive. The biggest one I've had on my boat or that I've had hooked up there is probably just over 50 pounds.
Good Lord.
And that's as tall as you are, right?
Oh. Yeah, it was still touching the ground, but it took everything I had to pick him up there. Like when I was fishing with you a couple of years ago, Pete, there, that was my personal record there.
That was a good one.
In the mid-40s there, I think, there.
Yeah.
But all those big ones there, they reproduce so many ling cod for us out here there that it actually kind of makes you scratch your head and actually think about how many fish are down there.
Right.
That one fish can reproduce there for us.
Yeah.
Is kind of really cool.
So those really giant ones you like to let go.
Yes.
Yeah, we always try to let those ones go there because they're what's going to keep the fishery open for us and my kids and their kids from so on. They're just going to keep the fishing going on forever if we just keep managing those ones and let those big ones go, and they can replenish tens of thousands of other fish and you guys can keep on coming up here and all your friends and their friends from there, right?
Yeah, right. And then, Corey, I know you said that the really sweet spot for eating is that 15 to 20 pounder, right?
Why not? And honestly, think about that harvest. Think of if you just had 15 pounders, right? Add that up for your six fish. It's more than you want to bring home.
Yeah,
honestly.
Totally.
Yeah, right? And so, I mean, that's just the beautiful part of it. And it's like Valerie says, you come as friends and you leave as family. And it's a place you want to come back to. And the way she runs it, it's the not only the most amazing place on the planet, but she adds a special touch that you'll never forget.
That's very kind.
Well, thank you.
Well,
thanks for joining us, Corey. Thank you for joining us this morning. I know you're going to be here with Rick next Saturday and Sunday. Next Saturday, Steve Bernard, John White from Dana Landing, you and Rick in the world headquarters. And then next Sunday, Captain Jake Christman from the Fortune will be here with you too. So I know that's going to be fun,
awesome.
And look forward to having you in the studio here next weekend, Corey. And thanks for joining us this morning.
And the
yes, you guys. Thank you. You guys have a good morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Corey. See you in July.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so Nathan's still with us, and let's jump back in the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. Well, the phones are packed up. Everybody's dying to talk to Valerie, Nathan, and why don't we jump back in and talk to John? He's calling us from Escondido this morning. Hey, John, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning, Valerie.
Good morning.
Great show as always, and we just can't count the days that till we get up there, hopefully Pete doesn't, back out this year and everything is, nice and easy. But
for sure.
We had a great time with you at the show.
John, is this John and Cindy?
Yes.
Aww. It was so good to see you.
Yeah, it was, like I said, we can't wait to get up there and have another great time with Rob.
Well, we look forward to having you.
That's cool, John. We've had so many people talk about going, and bringing their wives or couples going together. And I know that you went up with Cindy last year, John. What was the highlight of your guys' trip on the last round at Haida Gwaii?
I got the triple crown as far as the pins, I had let a big halibut go, The last fish, I got the keeper halibut. It was, I think it's 128 centimeters or something like that.
That sounds about right.
The max length, and it was like 126.5.
Just
right
a perfect one.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
But, my wife, Cindy, she's not a big fisherman, but I got her an electric reel, and she had a great time. But Rob, fuel the fire, but it was Valerie, right? Valerie paired us with a great couple here from San Diego. And his wife was a really good fisherman, or is a really good fisherman. And so she encouraged Cindy to step up her game. And You know, she loved the trails and stuff, and all the wildlife, and that was kind of why I wanted to bring her, not so much for the fishing, but the Jurassic Park atmosphere. She loves National Geographic, you know, and she got to see that in person. Running through the narrows, you know, the bears. Can't stop, but, you know, but they're just beautiful to see. And, you know, but you got eagles that just hang around your place, little deer that come down, walk around, you know. So it's just super picturesque.
Man, that's awesome. Great description, John. That's cool.
That was amazing.
Really good. Glad you had a good time. Thanks a lot for the phone call this
morning.
I'll
see you in August.
Yeah, I have a...
Yes, for sure, for sure.
Yeah,
yes.
Great, John. Thanks for joining us. I have a great text here. Of course, you can only text us via the Let's Talk Hookup app. It says, good morning, Valerie. Please talk about the new identification need for travel. That's from Mark in Fallbrook. And, of course, we know now in the U.S., that starting, I believe it's the
May 5th
or May 7th or something like that. You have to have real ID or a passport card or a passport to go through domestic security.
Will a passport card work?
Yes.
Okay.
But the interesting thing is you have to take your passport anyway when you go to Canada.
Yeah,
nothing's changed for Heidegger.
You have to have a passport, your passport card. When you're flying,
you have to have a passport.
You have to have your passport.
Not a passport card.
That does not work.
Yeah.
And it does work, a passport card, like if you're maybe going from Anacortes to Victoria, just by ferry, you could use your passport card. But please bring your passport. Nothing's changed going across the border at all.
Yeah, but the new real ID, which
that's within the United States.
I'm flying next week, and I need to remember that because I don't have the real ID on my license in California, so I need to take my passport card. And that apparently because it's a federal ID or it's like an official deal, that works.
Got it.
Yes.
Yeah. So it works as an ID for a domestic. It works as an ID. It does not work to fly as a passport. We're talking about the passport card.
Right. Now you can walk across with a passport card. Mm-hmm. You can do that, like if you use
a
CBX or something like that.
Right.
But you can't fly with it.
Got it.
Yeah.
Right. Passport, full passport.
Bring the book.
Yeah.
Bring the book.
For sure. Good. Important stuff. You have
no
check
doubt.
Too,
I thought
right?
so too. This was a fun one and. Bring it right back up here. It says, good morning, guys, and Valerie. I love this nice, calm voice for my Sunday morning. I'm so curious, as we talked about it last season, did you get into any albacore last season? Are you planning on any albacore trips this year if they're around? Thanks. That's from Jeff in Huntington Beach.
Hi. Good morning, Jeff. And since we have Nathan, yes, we did. Our last group, Nathan and Royce, took some repeats that come up every year. Albacore fishing, and I'm going to let Nathan step in. I only got to see the photos, which were awesome, but I'm going to let Nathan tell about what he did, what he and Royce did that day.
Yeah, good morning, guys. The albacore fishing was a lot of fun. They came in really, really close there. They were really only a couple miles offshore, and you're catching them from 1 to 2 all the way to 15 to 20 miles offshore, so they were just kind of right in there, and the weather was perfect. It was nice. When we went out there, it was nice and sunny and calm, and it was just a beautiful day on the water, and fish were biting. Things have gotten any better, actually.
That's so cool.
Yes. That was our first official albacore trip. So we are opening it up for this upcoming season, probably August 23rd, weather providing.
Sure.
So if you really want to, when we were at the Pacific Coast Show, I had a flyer about the albacore fishing. So if you're interested in doing the combination, I mean, we'll pick one day to do albacore, the best weather day, and then the other days we'll fish for everything else. And we're offering a 4-day trip, August 23 to 28. So that gives a little extra time for a day of albacore, and it's weather permitting.
Of course.
Weather permitting.
And probably fish permitting.
So, yes, if you want more information about that, reach out to me.
I think that sounds so cool. Just to add
different.
It. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, the guests loved it.
So
Nathan, I think you loved it, too.
Is that weather typically in the late summer, early fall, is that typically a good time to get offshore?
Yeah, like end of August, and always be good there. But as you know, you're in the northern part of the Pacific there, so the weather can honestly change in a heartbeat.
Right.
But for most of the most of the end of August there, the fairly nice weather.
Yeah,
I love it.
And like, that's what
low wind is what I'm.
Yeah.
Low wind is what I'm going after when I'm saying fair weather.
Like, yeah.
So
rain is. It's not raining under the water, so.
No, it doesn't. No,
I don't bother.
Rain doesn't matter. One question about the weather. I mean, it's the Pacific Ocean. It's the open ocean.
Yeah, sure.
The weather, but even if the weather's up, you can still fish, right, Nathan?
Oh yeah. Well, I'm talking about for albacore.
No, I'm just general fishing, like for salmon, halibut, whatever. I mean, there's still places you can kind of duck away from the wind and get a good day of fishing in, right?
Yes, that is correct. Yeah, there's always, you always have the island that you can come back into and fish all within the inlets and get out of the wind, and if it's on those crazy wind days.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is the wall that Rob was referring to either is where you catch a lot of your bigger salmon and the great salmon. It could be blowing 20 knots around the corner, and it's flat, calm, and beautiful on the wall, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, it can be around the point there, it can be blowing 20, 30 knots there, and you can get tucked in on the inside, and it's blast calm, and it just makes you scratch your head and makes you thankful for the big mountain right beside you.
No kidding.
That's awesome. Well, hey, speaking of biting fish, we're going to find out what's going on the water. It's time for our fishdope.com by the Angler's Realtor. Yusuf Husseini is on the line. And man, Summit Gasoline, that is the spot at the San Diego Sports Arena. It's the place to fill up your car, your truck, or your boat with the lowest in gas and diesel prices. Also, did you know that Summit is the place to get the lowest prices on ice and snacks for your trip? Over 40 snacks, all for just 89 cents. Now you can get burritos and sandwiches before your trip, all made fresh daily. Ice is nearly half the price of the competitors at only $3.99 for a 25-pound bag. You also get 100 pounds of ice for free when you use a 35-gallon fill. It's Summit Gasoline, free ice for our Let's Talk Hookup listeners, and always the lowest prices on gas at the San Diego Sports
Center. And the other thing, too, you get that fishing hotspot map for $2.
That's crazy.
With purchase, if you're a fisherman and listener to Let's Talk Hookup.
And I don't know if you've used it, but they've got a really killer car wash, too, that you can slide through. It's fast and killer. They just do a really good job, man. Those guys are awesome, no doubt about it. And speaking of awesome, we got Yusuf on the line right now. What's up, brother?
Not much. How's it going, guys?
We're doing great. Just anxious to hear another fishdope.com report. It's been a long season. I know you got to talk about all that great fishing last week when I was gone, but, you know, struggled through a spring of a lot of rain, and Yusuf always put together a great report for us, and I'm just so stoked to get to hear it now with fish biting up and down the beach for you.
Yeah, we've got some decent sea bass fishing going on up in Catalina, 10 to 50 pound sea bass. They're showing up on the squid beds. Seems to be improving every day. Most of these fish are around Silver Canyon and Church Rock, but they can be found at Ben Weston and Cat Harbor. If you're in the area, it's definitely worth a look. There's still some really good halibut fishing as well. And as little as 5 feet of water up to about 30 feet off the hard bottom. Good size halibut, around 20 pounds or so is kind of the average right now. San Diego Bay in LA, San Diego Bay is still going in Pepper Park. There are some yellowtail popping up around La Jolla. There's no real good reports yet of fish being caught, but they are being seen. And inside the bay, there's actually some little bonita over by Pepper Park as well, if you wanted to have some extra action while you're in there. The Coronados, the yellowtail, have been showing up around the islands. It's just a normal deal, though. You can meter them up. They're not biting. The water is cleaning up quite a bit, so hopefully we'll see some good fishing down there soon. Ensenada, the halibut fishing is pretty good in Todos Santos Bay and in the Estero Bay area. There also is some barracuda in there. All up and down the coast right now, the rock fishing is really good as well, which should be mentioned. Down to Colonnette, the lingcod fishing has been off the hook. It's like the old school Colonnette lingcod, you know, pulling up the big dragons like it used to be back in the day. We haven't had in a few years of those big fish, so it's nice to see that for sure. going offshore, the bluefin is the big news here. There's fish from 20 to 80 pounds and a few, you know, over 100 to 200 showing up. Most of those fish are in the butterfly area, 60-mile bank, kind of a big box there. They're just hanging out. As well as we still have those giant bonita down on the 371 and the 425 area. Big bonita, 12 to 15 pounds, kind of all you can catch deal. There is some small yellowtail mixed in with them, little rats, and that's about all I got for you today, guys.
Great, Yusuf, and it sounds great. And, of course, fishdope.com, $30 off a new membership at fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $30 code. And, Yusuf, what's going on in the real estate world? It's happening, huh?
It's happening. It's staying steady. If we can get this rain to stop coming down here and there, we'll have some better open houses. But properties are moving. I got an offer for a property I haven't even put on market yet. Full price, like all cash.
Wow.
So you're the man. That's awesome.
People are starting to move again, and we hopefully will have a good season here for summer and maybe even get a little drop in the interest rates here to get it going a little better.
Yeah, for sure. Well, of course, how do we find you if we want more information on real estate and talk fishing and real estate?
You can get me on my cell phone at 619-277-2169. You can check out my website at sportsmansrealty.com and search homes. You can also get a free home evaluation at socalhomeeval.com. And you can get me on social media at Cal Realty.
Love it. Awesome. Well, fantastic report. Fantastic info on where our housing market is at. As always, appreciate it, bro. And we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
You guys take care. Have a great weekend.
Thanks,
Jesse.
Thanks,
you
that very much.
Appreciate that.
Hey, I want to remind you that's brought to us by our friends, the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get the premier processing experience. Check out their easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. With more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity and the finest customer service. You can stop by their location on Old Town and Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com and be sure you make your reservation today.
Phones are packed up, but there is one line open, and standing in today is Nick answering the phone. So thanks, Nick, for being there. And it's 833-288-0973. Let's jump into it.
That sounds good to me. How about we talk to Jerry? Jerry's calling us from Long Beach this morning. Hey, Jerry, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, thank you. I had a question for Valerie. My husband and I in a group, we booked a trip for next August, and I just was wondering, if I decided not to go fishing for a day, what other options is there?
Again, you can go to with Hottestyle Expeditions. You can do it is a boat tour. It's a 12-passenger landing craft boat, and they will take you into the rainforest. And it's a cultural tour, and you also get to go for a hike, and you get to see totems, and then you get to sit in the hot springs. So that's just one of their tours, and there's some other tours too. That's my favorite tour. And then, or we can do a land tour, but we do need to book these in advance. So if you're not going to fish, if you really think you're going to fish 2 days, I need to know in advance.
Can she do it as a single, like everybody else goes fishing and she goes on that tour?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because there's other people. They fill it up to 12 people.
Oh,
so that's
okay.
Why but everything on island, it has to be planned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It does in advance. Okay. But happy, if you reach out to me, happy to do that. If you want to do that, and I can, no one has their schedules for 2026 yet, except for us,
yeah.
I think. I'm actually working on 2027.
Yeah.
But, we can definitely, when time gets closer for next year, we can look at booking something for you.
So also, too, there's wonderful hiking, walking distance
yes.
from the lodge.
Yeah, you've talked about that several times.
Phenomenal.
Yeah. The
like
Dover
the hike.
Trail.
And
yes.
then also taking the ferry across to the
do
other
the
island
Heritage
and
Center.
Doing the Heritage Center and cruising around that little town
mm-hmm.
is super cool.
It's best to have so Donanne is she's going to do our tours this year, the land tours. And so, you know, we've got like 2 couples, 3 couples all staying. And it's based on how much room I have at the lodge.
Sure.
So we got a plan.
Yeah.
But she's going to take them in the van. You go a 20-minute ferry ride, and then we've got, yeah, it's great tour.
Yeah. Yeah. Super fun. So plenty to do if you don't want to fish.
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah. In fact, my wife Lolly is going to come next year.
Yes.
And she doesn't like the ocean. She doesn't like the fish in the ocean. She likes the rivers, but she in the streams, but not the ocean. And she says, "What do I do?" This is what you do.
Yeah.
And,
you're
going to love it because it's such a naturally beautiful place.
Especially with as into hiking and wildlife and scenery as she is. Like, absolutely. It sounds like at every turn. Yeah. It's
bring your camera.
And the brown bears are the black bears are friendly there.
Yeah, well, you don't really want to run into them.
You don't see them.
No, you don't.
No. You maybe see some deer or something like that.
Yes.
A lot of birds. So
lots
beautiful.
Of sea glass.
Yeah,
I mean,
a lot of
pretty.
Stuff. Yeah, cool. For sure. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Thank you.
When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of Valerie, more with Nathan. Will you stay tuned? We're talking Haida Gwaii. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, everybody. This is Captain Dwayne Diego, 4-pack charter captain, here to talk to you about Parker Boats and the good folks at West Coast Marine. When it came time to start Pinnacle Sport Fishing and get my own boat, there was only one choice. I wanted a Parker. And there's a real good reason for it. The fishability and seaworthiness. I've been fishing on Parkers for years now, and I know the abuse they can take. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat. Probably overbuilt, but that's what I need when we're out 12 hours a day, over 300 days a year, running charters. The guys at West Coast Marine built me one heck of a fishing boat. From the custom tower with steering and throttle controls to the backup bait pump system, my Parker 2520 XLD will deliver me to the fishing grounds reliably and safe. Take it from me. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, honest deal, you need to see West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check them out and their inventory and information online at westcoastmarine.com.
For local or long-range fishing, we have you covered. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Being a part of the San Diego Sport Fishing Landing gives us a distinct advantage when it comes to getting you on the latest and hottest tackle for your trip. Our expert staff knows exactly what you need for your long-range or local trip, and we will not sell you something you don't need. We carry a huge inventory of the right tackle. So visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rockod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me, book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Hunters Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having such a great time talking Haida Gwaii safaris this morning and all this great fishing experiences. It's been a lot
makes
of fun.
Makes you want to go, Hunter.
No doubt about it.
Yeah,
buddy.
For sure. Hey, time to talk about a great place right in our backyard here, Point Loma Seafoods in San Diego. The freshest thing in town. Yeah, just fantastic. I was there looking for something for dinner. We ran out of halibut. And we love eating northern halibut.
You better get your
went over to Point Loma Seafoods. They had fresh Alaskan northern halibut on hand. And if you're itching for a nice fresh piece of fresh ahi, yellowfin tuna, they had that too, along with a total other white fresh white sea bass and everything else. So if you're looking for something for dinner, It is the freshest thing in town.
One of the other hidden gems, obviously, you know, working at the tackle store there, we eat a plain Loma Seafood once a week. But yeah. One of the things that people just seem to forget about there are their fish tacos and shrimp tacos.
Oh, yeah.
I think there's some, I mean, this is San Diego. It's home of fish tacos. I think there's some of the best in the entire town. They're so good. Grilled shrimp tacos, fried shrimp tacos. They're fit. It's so,
about
so killer.
It.
I love them.
So crab sandwich for me. Yeah, I love crab sandwich.
Little, so many things. Mrs. Kelly's lemonade.
Oh, yeah. And also their sushi bar. The sushi guy there is extraordinary.
That's the Carl Schmidt specialty. Carl gets sushi from there probably two times a week.
Yeah,
that's his game.
Check it out. Point Loma Seafoods right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma.
You got it,
man. Hey, phones are packed up. A lot of great texts. You have a good text?
I had a text that I really wanted to read, and I thought it was very fitting. It says, sounds like such a great place. Valerie, Rob, Nathan, my questions, are there certain times a year when there are First Nations people celebrating cultural highlights that we might be able to get to experience? I love the sounds, and I love the respect that you give the Native people. That's from Harry in Chula Vista.
Nathan, what do you think?
I don't know if there's anything planned for that. I think it's kind of... If it's your time to witness that, you're just going to be here when that time is coming.
Yeah. They
like
do have an event.
Ceremonial...
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Nathan.
Yeah, they do have ceremonial like totem pole raises there, but I don't know any date off the top of my head for that.
You're pretty connected with the local people there, Nathan, aren't you?
He lives there.
Yeah, I live here. I'm
He's local.
Watching Shingle Bay right now, like right where we take off from the boats. It's right in front of me.
Wow,
I love it.
We had the gray whales there. They've been showing themselves here the past week. They were rubbing their bellies up on the sandbar right on the other side of the big rock pile of the harbor.
Wow,
no way!
As soon as you leave the harbor, there's a big gravel pit on the left hand side, and yeah, there's 10 of them at least, just rubbing their bellies up there for days.
That's
and
awesome.
There's salmon jumping in the bay here and. When we were testing out both there, we ended up picking up a nice 20 pounder.
Sweet.
Yeah, I just showed
hey,
that.
That's so cool.
That's Rachel's salmon. Awesome.
Yeah, that was Rachel's first Chinook salmon there a few days ago.
Yes. Back to the cultural. I would highly recommend taking the tour of the Heritage Center and then maybe hopping on one of Haida Styles tours and go into Quanahyas National Park. And they do some cultural ceremonies, but, you know, we really don't know about them far enough in advance to plan for that.
Right.
They usually do one in August. The Heritage Center does a celebration for the Heritage Center. But other than that, I don't know.
So now don't get us wrong. Haida Gwaii Safaris, Queen Charlotte Safaris, is still a hardcore fishing destination. If you're listening to the show and you're a hardcore fisherman, it's like, hey, man, I just want to go fishing and I want to catch salmon.
Oh, we do it all.
And lingcod.
We do it all.
Yes, all of the above.
But
Nathan?
Yes.
Yeah, all of it there. But, yeah, Val was making a good point there that if you do want to come out here and you want to learn about the Haida, you can come fishing with us there and we can give you our knowledge of that, but if you're wanting that next step level there, going with one of our partners, like Haida Expedition and Haida Style there, you would get the most out of that trip if you're just wanting, like, local knowledge of the island and just to hear those insights. But if you're wanting that hardcore fishing and everything, we can provide that as well.
We do it all. And the reason, over the years, I have found that, yes, you have your groups fish, but most people also, they get so, they just get so pulled into the area and it's so beautiful and they want to know more and more and more beside the fishing. And so we just want to give everyone the experience.
You know, Harold Davis,
yeah,
he doesn't care about the Haida experience. He just wants to fish,
yeah.
Right? And
yep.
There's a lot of people like that, right?
Yep, yep.
Yeah, and that's okay.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Everybody's different. Thank goodness.
Yeah, absolutely, for sure. Although he does love the experience there.
Yes.
But
yes.
If you were,
and the food.
If you were to offer,
he loves the food, too.
Yeah, the food, of course. And if you were to offer Harold, and I'm not speaking for Harold, I'm just guessing, like, hey, Harold, you want to go visit the Totem Museum? museum today instead of fishing? You'd probably say no.
No.
Because the fishing's not good.
Yes.
Don't want to miss a day. Hey, Bill from Mission Viejo says, my question, does one need to bring cash or is there a credit card covering most of the expenses at the lodge? Also, do you sell keepsakes at the lodge?
We do all-inclusive, so I'm going to do it just really quickly. Round-trip airfare, boat, guide, fishing gear, tackle, rainwear, Helly Hansen rainwear, all the custom fish processing, your fish boxes for transportation home, accommodations, meals, wine with dinner. We have a full bar, hard spirits, everything you pay as you at the end of your trip.
You can pay with a credit card.
And yes, you can pay with a credit card, or we take cash, U.S. and Canadian, and then we getting your fish to the airport. We pick you up from the airport. We take you back to the airport, and all the customer service.
And what about tipping Nathan?
And tipping Nathan, he likes cash best. Cash. But you can put it on a credit card, and then I'll tip him out.
Oh, then you tip him out.
Yes.
Okay. So Nathan, do you like Canadian money or U.S. money? It doesn't matter to you.
Oh, you.
I'm pretty good with it all there. Yeah, I like the U.S. dollar, but at the end of the day, money's money.
Yeah.
So even if you do bring some cash and you bring some credit cards, a little bit of both never hurts.
Yeah.
So we do take credit cards.
More the merrier.
The more the merrier. They work hard. Yep. You got to understand.
Absolutely.
This is a seasonal, and we're trying to make in 4 months a 12-month job.
Yeah, right.
Right. Yeah,
right.
They work hard.
Yeah, we're working throughout the winter there, so we can keep everything the way it is, so you guys can keep coming back every summer there, and it's a year-round job to make all this happen.
Yeah,
it is.
Yes.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Well, let's jump back on the phones, Rick.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Hills? He's calling us from Ventura this morning. Good morning, Hills. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Nathan, good morning. Nathan, lucky you got Pete, because he's the world's best albacore prediction person.
That's right. I've been right every year, right?
100% right. He's the only predictor that's 100% right.
Well, that's good that Pete's coming up this year for me.
Maybe we'll go catch an albacore.
You might.
Who knows? Might go test the water, right? How big a run is it? How big a run is it to the albacore?
Well, last year it was about a 5-minute run. They're literally right off the edge of the island. But the longest, from the point, I guess the run from harbor that you would be taking, it's an hour run to the point and then another 5 minutes to 20 minutes out there to go after the albacore.
Wow. Crazy.
Yeah.
That's so cool. I love this.
Yeah. And given, and you know, it's just like there are days that it absolutely is grease flat calm like a bay, and you can make that run quick and easy, right?
Exactly, yeah. Yeah. If the water and the wind and Mother Nature lets you do it, you can do whatever you need to do out there.
Yeah. So, Hills, to answer your question, I am predicting albacore for Haida Gwaii this summer.
Okay.
All right. How's that sound? All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that.
Hey, I had a fun text. Good morning, everyone. BC has always been a destination that I'd love to get to cross off my list. My question is, how old would you recommend the kids be if we wanted to bring them along for a fishing trip? Also, is there stuff to do around the lodge for my wife and kids if they decided to hang back? I know we've talked about that a little bit. And that's all from Rory in Lakeside.
Hi, Rory. So, far as kids, I'm gonna use Bill DePriest, Pacific Coast, as an example. He brought his boys up, and they were probably 5 and 7, or maybe 6 and 8, some closer to that age. And they came up the first time, but these young boys have grown up on a boat fishing with their dad. So it's not so much an age thing; it's more have they been on the water. Well, these boys have, but then, you know, you can have a 14-year-old that's never been in the water and probably shouldn't be on the water. So it's all based on the child. There's not really an age. I would say over 5 for sure, and understands being on the water and has some experience being on the water.
Yep. Cool.
And lots of activities, just depending on what they want to do.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Great stuff. All right, let's jump back on the phones, Rick.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Doug, calling us from Montebello. You got us, Doug?
Yeah, I was wondering, do you guys recommend taking seasick pills up there?
I recommend. I recommend that, I say this in orientation, I recommend that you do. And the reason why is, you know, people are flying, you're getting acclimated to a different area, you know, we're at sea level. Some people live at 7,000 feet and then they flew. And so, and then just the anticipation of the trip and you get a lot of adrenaline. And so I highly recommend, it's in our welcome packet. I have a whole section on that part of our trip. And I just highly recommend it. It's better you do than you don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We get that question a lot here with our guys. I say the same thing. It's just why there's so little downside to it. Why would you? It's
just
inexpensive.
Take it.
And most of, well, a lot of them, at least, you know, a lot of those over-counters, they're good for 24 hours. I always recommend to people to take it the night before.
That's what I say in orientation.
It can cause some drowsiness in some people. Some people not affected one little bit. But if you are just get it in your system. Why worry about it? Why take a chance? No big deal.
Agree.
Yeah.
Doug, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Always just, and of course, always consult your doctor.
Yeah.
Taking any medications, for sure. Great text here. Of course, you can only text us through the Let's Talk Hookup app. From Bill in Leucadia. Good morning. What a great show. I know you don't need to bring anything, but Pete and Rick, what personal tackles do you bring when you go? Rick, what do you take when you go?
You mean non-fishing related or fishing tackle?
Well,
he says
what a fishing personal tackle it sounds like.
You know me, dude. I love the jigging, and it's hard not to throw a Tranx in the duffel bag. I love always talking about the Knucklebuster reel for the experience, but for me, a Tranx shallow water rockfish fishing, maybe a 400, and lingcod fishing a Tranx 500.
That's exactly what I bring.
Yeah.
Yeah, for that Tranx 500 for the lingcod fishing.
Totally.
Borrow one of their rods and throw it on there. But Nathan, realistically, you don't have to bring anything, right?
You don't need to bring anything.
No, you don't really. You don't have to bring anything. No, we supply it all. We have all of our stuff there. I know it works. It catches the fish. You guys know that.
Yep.
But if you guys are wanting to bring personal gear up there, feel free. It is welcome there, but it's not necessary.
Yeah, and this gear is like your personal gear that you're using, so you take good care of it, right?
Yeah, I treat everything better than what I do my own when it's other people's stuff. That's just how I work there, Pete. But, yeah, everything is top quality there, looked after very well.
All right. Maybe this is the year that I'm going to try the reeling in a salmon on the knuckle.
I think he needs
many times and not done it.
I think he should.
You of all people,
I didn't know Pete, you didn't bring in a salmon yet on a knucklebuster.
I know. I have not. So I better do it this year, right, Nathan?
Especially being so proficient with a fly rod.
Yes.
It's basically a big old fly reel, man.
Yes.
You need to.
Try it. So describe that. So this is kind of the Canadian way of catching salmon, right? Right, Nathan?
It's a local way out there. Basically, it's like a center pin reel. And the new ones now, they do have a drag system on it, so we can set it.
Oh.
But you reel it in, and then when the fish is going to be taken line, you got to move your hand out of the way because that reel is going to spin in reverse because the handles are starting to spin backwards now. It all spins as one. And you basically, it's a big tug-of-war game, and you got to let your hand go or else they're going to spin back and hit your knuckles, since the knuckle buster there. But it only takes about two or three turns getting your knuckles hit before you actually learn. Some people learn right away, some people don't learn at all.
We have a first aid kit.
I love it.
But if you want to just use a regular star drag reel, you got them there, right?
I got those there, yeah. But once when you figure out that knuckle buster and you get into that feel, you get to play that fish out and you feel them a lot more. You got a 10.5 foot rod there that you can feel at every little head shake and pull on it there. It's just, it's almost more connection with that fish, I feel.
And you earn it. Yeah.
How long is that rod?
It's 10.5 feet.
I love every part of that. That's like
All right, I'll try it this year.
Yeah, do it.
We're lucky enough to catch a salmon. I'll have to get on that.
All right,
on
that. I like it.
What do you call that rod?
It's a mooching rod and reel.
Yeah. Mooching rod and reel.
Single action.
Yeah, and you guys don't, but you guys really don't do any mooching per se, right?
You can, but since we have the downrigger systems now, that just is a little bit easier and it's more more precise, so I can get my bait exactly on that fishing level depth. So if I see a target down at 80 feet, I can drop everything down there and target that area.
and on the sounder, if I see something up at 40 feet, I can bring it up and down. Where mooching is kind of, you're using the lead weight, and that sinks everything down, and you're basically just floating there. And then you'll cruise at like 1 mile an hour, and it's a real slow process. But that's just how they used to fish for salmon before downriggers.
Yeah, for sure. Rick, you have a great text.
Oh, yeah, I thought so. It says, man, what a great show this has been. My wife and I are really considering planning a trip. We've always wanted to go up on a vacation like this. Can you recommend your favorite time of year, how far in advance we need to book? And also, we live in Orange County. What are the airports that fly into and out of Vancouver? Are there any float planes or transfers involved? That's all from Paul in Placentia.
Okay, I'll do the travel side, and I'll let Nathan hop on the fishing side. Well, I can answer that too, but I'll let Nathan do that. But as far as getting to and from SNA or LAX, San Diego.
Vancouver's a user-friendly airport.
SNA has direct flights. LA has direct flights. San Diego has direct flights.
You can also fly like Alaska through Seattle.
Ontario. If you want to use that. Well, we have a full travel concierge service, so we'll help you with that. Super simple.
And you have special rates at these beautiful hotels,
Fairmont.
Spend a day or two in Vancouver, go to tour around.
And you don't need a car because you can hop on the SkyTrain. Yeah. It's right in the airport. Very user-friendly, safe, easy. And then far as booking, I mean, we're booking 2026 now.
Right.
And you get to get to make your package in 4 installments, which is nice.
That's awesome.
Nice. Yeah, you get to spread it out. And we start booking airfare in the fall. And, again, we have a travel concierge service to help you with your travel to and from Vancouver. And, of course, we're going to do Vancouver to Haida Gwaii and return is included.
That's all part of it.
That's all part of it.
There's the new logo right there.
Oh, that looks so awesome.
I love it. On the user.
And then, Nathan, I don't know. I think June, July, August, it's all great. There's not a bad time because those Chinook salmon are running all summer. And it's just a preference of when you can travel. A little quieter in June because, a lot of people have weddings and graduations and things like that. I mean, we're full on, but I'm at the islands in general. Far as travel, probably a little more in August only because I think everyone's taking their holiday, come and see family before school starts, long holiday weekend. That's just my take on the travel side of it. Fishing. Guests catch fish all summer long.
All summer long.
And
Chinooks or King salmon.
Yeah, and Nathan.
That's the big difference of there. It's like you can catch a 30-pound Chinook every month of the season.
There is no bad time.
No, there is no bad time.
That's the beauty of Haida Gwaii Safari.
Yes.
And the beauty that you guys have there. Well, as you can hear, a great show. We got more coming your way, including finding out who's winning that brand new pair of Costa sunglasses. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the Facebook and YouTube Live at 97.3 The Fan.
Power your boat with Norse Lithium, the ultimate choice for marine adventures. Our batteries deliver unmatched starting, trolling, and electronics power, packed with cutting-edge technology like deep sleep to eliminate phantom draw. Built with rugged BCI-compliant cases, they're designed to handle the toughest conditions on the water. Stay in control with the Norsk Guardian app. Monitor performance, track battery health, and unlock advanced features right from your phone. Charge with confidence using EvoTech onboard and DC-to-DC chargers for fast, efficient, and hassle-free power management. Designed for maximum compatibility, these chargers keep your entire system running at peak performance, so you're always ready for the next trip. With a 10-plus-2-year non-prorated warranty, you can trust your batteries to perform for years to come. Our industry-leading warranty ensures you get the most out of your investment, with dedicated customer support if you ever need it. Upgrade your marine power today. Set up your custom system at NorseLithium.com or visit Trolling Motor Doctor in Lakewood. Norse Lithium. No matter where the adventure takes you, we've got you powered.
Take a closer look at the Ford Bronco and the Bronco Sport. You'll see adventure, discovery, and even a little mud. These 4x4s provide the muscle, tech, and durability to go anywhere. Get your ideal combination of power and capability to handle whatever comes your way. Whether it's taking something down to the launch ramp or going out in the desert, it's time to see Ford in a new light. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealers to check out the new Ford Bronco or Bronco Sport today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
This is Duke Ekstrom from the Royal Star. In 1983, a group of intrepid anglers envisioned crafting the best sunglasses on the water. It's true now as it was then. Costa's performance frames excel in the toughest of elements. These styles are packed with functional features that create a competitive advantage for any adventure on the water. From the lake to offshore, Costa's Performance Collection has a legacy of helping anglers stay on the water longer. Learn more at CostaDelMar.com.
Enter into spring with powerful deals on new Yamaha outboards during Yamaha's Ride the Wave sales event. Now through May 21st, 2025, purchase a new eligible Yamaha 450 to 30 horsepower outboard and get up to 7 years of warranty protection. Looking for a lower horsepower? Yamaha's got you covered. Purchase a new Yamaha 25 to 2.5 horsepower outboard and receive up to $500 in dealer credit. That's up to 7 years of warranty protection or up to $500 in dealer credit. Visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offer ends May 21st, 2025, subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service added to 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty for select motors. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
This is Rock Cod Rick for Adventure and Camping, where they bring the adventure to you. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't own an RV or a trailer or simply don't want the hassle, let Adventure and Camping park it for you. Check out their website, adventureandcamping.com. Select from over 75 campgrounds they serve. Decide on a trailer floor plan that fits your needs. Request a quote for your desired vacation dates. Then just show up and start your adventure. Adventure and Camping makes it so simple. They deliver the trailer to your spot, and you enjoy a clean, spacious trailer. When it comes time to go home, just close the door and drive away. It doesn't get any easier. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't want the hassle, Adventure and Camping is for you. Check out adventureandcamping.com for details. Make sure you mention that Rock Cod Rick sent you for a special price. adventureandcamping.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. What an awesome show today has been and how much fun we've been having. Time to find out the big winner of the Costa sunglasses. Valerie's going to do us the honor, flip the prize coin.
All right.
Today we have a texter as our winner. Congratulations, Harry in Chula Vista. You've got yourself a brand new pair of Costas, that awesome Fantail Pro frame.
And they are nice.
They are nice, yeah, for sure. And Valerie, Haida Gwaii Safaris, a.k.a. Queen Charlotte Safaris, how do we get a spot?
Just toll-free number 1-877-815-2892. Email, you're just going to go to team, T-E-A-M, at qcsafaris.com. And my cell phone, which is easy, 805-698-9590. Nice. All three ways. Or the website, qcsafaris.com.
It's a wonderful place. You would love
Thank
it.
Thank you, gentlemen.
But book ahead. And you still have a few spots left this year.
Yes.
Very few.
Any single anglers out there, we need a few single anglers. Right. And you do get your own room.
Okay.
Yeah.
As a single angler.
As a single angler.
All right.
Very Thank
good.
You.
Give her a call. Hey, thank you. Thanks to Nick for manning the board today. And thanks to all of you out there. Thanks to Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. Next Saturday, Steve Pinard, John White from Dana Landing in Mission Bay. Next Sunday, Captain Jack Kurzman from The Fortune. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next Saturday and Sunday right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.